Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 200. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But this is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Saw, dudes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, hopefully, people hear this.
Yeah, right, dude.
I think they're gonna hear this one. I think this might be the one that they remember us for.
This is the one that sticks.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I've got a backup plan for the backup plan, so I think we're okay.
That's the fucking idea. That's the idea.
Yeah, but how idiot proof is it? Because you've got some big idiots here.
Yeah, you know what? What was funny about that is you sent that message from Scarecrow Oven earlier, and you guys were talking about, we're technologically stupid. And I go, well, I don't know if it's us that's technologically stupid.
Not you. Me and Rhett. Me and Rhett, we're the ones.
Actually, it's not me either. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. No. Yeah, it's been a learning curve for sure. But
that's all right.
That's good stuff. But so instead, we posted a classic episode with Lauren, and that was fun shit. I actually went back and listened to that, and that was fun.
That was a good episode, yeah.
Kind of missed that little foul mouth.
I miss Lauren, dude.
Okay, yeah. Lauren is the girl. I mean, how old is that episode?
That was our first year, so that was 2014, early 2014.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a
lot. It was 235 episodes ago, 235 released episodes ago. Good stuff.
That's it. I'm retiring from podcasting.
You know what? That's literally the year I got sober too. That's fucking crazy. That is nuts. Well, that's been a while.
It's kismet.
It is. Yeah. But yeah. So
how you been?
How you been?
God damn.
But seriously, how you been?
When the how you been hits so hard.
Well, it's a pretty good how you been at this point. But
I have been okay. Work has slowed down significantly this week, so I'm going a little bit stir crazy. But other than that, everyone's healthy and it's all good.
Good. About how's work for you, Matt?
Same old shit.
Just watching I'm missing people die.
You, I'm missing you in the gym selfie chat, though.
I know. Well, I've been doing the garage. I've been doing garage workouts. And then up until 2 days ago, I was running at Roar. And then you might have seen, that's not really an option at this point.
Did you get a ticket?
No, I didn't get a ticket. But you can be there if you're within walking distance. So what that means is I'm going to have to start running around the neighborhood. But
what is considered walking distance?
Yeah, like, just run to Roar.
That's why I fucking parked across the street and walked across the street. so I did that. But this week it's raining all week here. So now it's fucking started doing the. Have you done HIIT exercises, HIIT routines before, Matt?
No.
Yeah, I had never done.
Told that I should. I tried to do like that insanity shit before, but that was just crazy on my joints.
Yeah, it is pretty. I just started doing it yesterday in addition to the thing because I don't want to fucking do like zero cardio all week. But yeah, I'd never done it either because I was like, fuck that. I don't want to do anything new, you know? But
we just got to get you the fucking Ring Fit for the Switch, dude.
You know what?
I heard good things about that.
If I was by myself.
I saw some guy.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I saw some guy playing Death Stranding with that thing.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. That was great.
The fit ring.
That was a good one. I was going to ask you guys: have you seen anything in the last little bit?
Fuck, I don't even remember.
I got a list. Bitches.
I watched Naked Gun today. I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah,
that shit's fucking hilarious.
It is fucking hilarious.
I was kind of afraid to go back and watch it because I thought it was going to be one of those movies where it's like you love it as a kid and then it doesn't hold up. But no, that shit holds up, and I get so many jokes that I didn't get before, and it's still really good.
That's the one where it starts off with the world leaders in it, or no?
Yeah.
At the baseball game, right?
No, well, that's later, but yeah. Reggie Jackson pulling the gun out from under first base.
Yeah. I fucking love that. That's
good shit. I watched The Big Sleep. I didn't like that.
With Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah. That was very boring.
That's for the school class you're doing?
Yeah.
Wow, yep. Man.
For the school class.
For the school educational course you're doing?
Yeah. It was actually fun to watch it because like we were supposed to kind of just take notes like on the plot as we're going along, and I think it was just to kind of show that we watched the movie. And like I kept writing, I have no idea what's going on. This person, I don't know who's who, and I mean it was a simple plot, but it's just I couldn't keep anybody straight. And then I didn't care. And I forgot. Like, I've watched some other shit, but I just can't quite remember it. You know what I did watch? And this is fucking awesome, is WrestleMania. I just want to throw that out there. Right? Yeah, because I don't know if you heard, but they had like these two cinematic kind of mini movie matches where it was very minimal wrestling and just very heavy on the storytelling and theatrics. And one of them was like in a boneyard. So it was basically just like a fight in a graveyard with druids and fire and shit. And there was another one that was just like this acid mind fuck, like exploiting all of John Cena's fears. I said it like last show, but there's a lot of good horror wrestling stuff going on right now. You should definitely check that out.
Well, it sounds like on a long enough timeline, it would turn wrestling, the pandemic would turn wrestling into fucking Marvel movies, you know?
It would turn them into soap operas, which is basically what it is anyway.
Are they still doing an audience list, right?
Yeah. I don't know for how long, but yeah, they are. It's kind of fucking weird. It's good for promo work, but like the matches just feel super strange.
Yeah, because who are they posturing to?
You know, exactly. It's like, who is this for? And that's like, yeah, you know, relevant. And then I watched The Dark Side of the Ring with New Jack, and if y'all like true crime, that's good shit, because New Jack's fucking crazy and he stabs motherfuckers in the ring and cuts their faces open. And
does he cut their faces off?
He cuts the face
almost off. Almost, but that's good stuff. So that's what I've watched. I know I've watched more, but it's just escaping me.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I did watch The Fly and The Host and The Hunt. I watched those movies.
The Host, The Hunt, and The Finance Cunt. Wow. Oh, man, that was funny. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
That's it.
That was funny.
I'm done.
Is it, you want to go, George? Is it your turn?
Sure. I've been kind of going down the rabbit hole of like Contagion movies, like that sort of genre.
You're so sure fucked. You're more fucked up than me. You're more fucked up than I am.
It's so relaxing. Most people want to take their mind off of it, and George is like, nope, let's just dive deep. Yeah.
So I watched Contagion, which is fucking fantastic. It's still a great movie. I watched Outbreak, which is not a good movie. Holy fuck, man.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It has not aged well in the least. I saw The Crazies, which also still holds up, the remake, of course, because I ain't no sucker. What else did I watch? I started rewatching season 8 of The Walking Dead because I'm a fucking masochist.
He's in apocalypse mode. That's why.
Jesus Christ. And there was something
else I watched that was in that same genre.
Like, you know what though? Like, everyone likes their own stuff, but George like seems to intentionally stream bad TV shows. Like, he doesn't like I watch a bad movie, he watches a bad series, like the whole fucking thing.
I sure do.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. Crazy. I don't know. It's just because, like, you know, I don't know that I get invested in the characters, but I'm like, well, I've already spent 4 hours watching this shit. Might as well finish it off.
Oh, my God, dude. That's me with everything. Alia checked out of Dexter after season 4.5, and I'm like, no, I'm seeing this through to the end. And
that shit was a mistake.
Every minute of it, I regret.
That shit was a mistake.
I think we probably mentioned it before, but I'll mention it anytime. That shit should have ended right at the final episode of season 4. That's the ending. That's an ending, yep, right there.
Yep.
She's, it's dead, like, in the tub. Oh, snap. Yep. And they,
it's,
went,
like,
off
this.
Go ahead. What? You go ahead, dude.
No, you go ahead.
Well, they went on four more fucking seasons. They went on, they just, yeah, milked that. And then, you know, then of course the lumberjack business. And then, yeah, that wasn't good, man. That's the epitome of jumping the shark with that fucking show. Absolutely.
Did you guys watch this movie on Hulu called,
They Jumped the Hurricane? No, but I heard good things.
I saw the thing about it, which is crazy because I watched Harvey a while back and I was saying it'd be interesting if they made a movie like Harvey, but a horror movie. And that's fucking what Puka looks like.
Well, they just released a sequel to it called Puka Lives. And I'm kind of interested in watching them back to back.
Ooh. Did you watch? Oh, you didn't watch the first one?
No. No, I will tonight.
Interesting.
What about you, fun, Riggedy Rhett?
I was on my trip of... You're watching pandemic movies. My thing was watching, like, fucking sprawling epics where people's lives get uprooted. So,
You did watch Prayer of the Roller Boys?
No, not that's not that one. No, but I had mentioned it on these cursed episodes. But we, hi Sophia, we had watched
Hi Sophia.
We had watched Gone with the Wind and the Dark Knight trilogy, which was a good watch during this shit. But then we watched Dr. Zhivago these last few days, which is Dr. Zhivago, Bridge on the River Kwai. Elite Knight. Do you guys know what that's from or not?
Fuck yeah, I know what that's from.
That's, but you better know what that's for. Yeah, but yeah, I'm actually...
Left a bag of cess in the mailbox. Get her in trouble.
And she had not seen... I hadn't seen it in a good 2 years, which is a long time for me for this movie, but There Will Be Blood. that movie is fucking, like... And I'm so happy to say you know, she's totally ready to watch it again. And that's a demanding film. And that's like... But yeah, she loved it. She's about 20 minutes in. She's like, I've never seen a movie like this. And it's cool because it's true. It's like you've seen a period piece, but not one with how they treat the thing. That movie, that is my favorite film. That's the best film of the last 30 years in my opinion.
My brother-in-law was very lukewarm on There Will Be Blood the first time he watched it.
Yeah.
But then him and I watched it, I think like a handful of years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. And I don't know, something flipped for him, and it's like to this day, it's like his favorite movie. It's kind of wild.
You're talking about Bo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad. I'm glad he had the flip. And then, I got into full fucking, because I'm streaming more shit now all of a sudden. I don't know why. But no, it's because of
I could wager a guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're all going to die.
I watched that fucking... Here's the thing. These are really well-regarded, those docuseries on Netflix. So I get to convince myself, like, oh, this is socially conscious and it's going to be well done. So I watched Surviving R. Kelly. Dude, it's a fucking...
Dude.
It's a fucking... It's scandalous, dude. Like, you know, that's what I mean. I'm watching it and I'm like, I can't wait for the next episode to see how fucked up this dude is. And it's just like, dude, it's 6 episodes of just like, oh my God, I can't fucking believe this. So then I watched the new one, the Bikram one with the yoga fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's this, it's called Bikram, yoga or yogi guru predator. So it's a guy, one of the guys who brought yoga to the West. And then he got brought up on all these charges. And that's a brand new one. And then I said, fuck it, we need to go full tilt. And I need to show Sophia Wild Wild Country. So
that one is so good.
Yeah, dude. You know what? Because I started watching again last night. That is, if something's good for a revisit, like for a docuseries, that shit is, that is amazing fucking shit. Like it's, we're only in the third episode. And, but I didn't know that. I didn't notice the first time I watched it, the Duplass brothers. That, did you see that? They're the producers of that show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then she was showing me a show called Killing Eve on the BBC, which I had heard about. It's a great fucking show. It's kind of spy versus spy. It's female-centric stuff. It's about a female assassin who's getting trailed by a lady in MI6 in Britain. And again, like the BBC stuff's pretty solid, and that's a really fun show. And then I decided to show her, because she's into, surprisingly or otherwise, she's into serial killers. And so I said, well, we should probably watch Mindhunter.
Like every other basic bitch out there.
Hey, come on!
But she's not wrong.
But she's in the Rotary, so that's weird. Okay? It's weird. She can't listen
like
to
this. Like phones?
Yeah, she's into Rotary phones. So
that's weird.
That's
you
not...
You can really hurt your finger using those things.
God damn it, you got me.
Yeah. So that's... You thought she was basic, but then I told you that, and then you realized she's rare. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So we're going back and forth between Mindhunter, Killing Eve, and Wild Wild Country as far as streaming stuff. And yeah, they have a new one on Netflix, How to Fix a Drug Scandal. That's supposed to be fucking great. It's about I guess they had a testing fiasco in Massachusetts. All these people were getting convicted based on bunk-ass tests. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to watching that. But that's what I watched.
But also, speaking of R. Kelly, did you guys see today that he was officially denied release from jail for coronavirus fear?
I did. Because I've been checking up on that Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, though.
What about him?
He's like, suddenly he's got coronavirus. He's going to sneak out. They're going to fake his death. Watch. Suddenly he's going to die from coronavirus.
And then he's going to be on Pedophile Island. All of a sudden, he's going to disappear to Pedophile Island.
Yep.
He died of... I see what you're saying.
Yep. There was another movie that I watched in this same vein called How It Ends with fucking Forrest Whitaker in it. Oh boy, that was bad. Do not recommend. That's another fucking apocalypse movie.
What is it called?
Hey, George.
How It Ends.
Oh, it's on the nose.
Have you seen that movie Bloodshot?
Yeah, man. I have indeed.
What do you think about Bloodshot? I heard that was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I actually watched it again 2 days ago.
Did you really?
Because yeah. It's fucking awful. Okay, cool. I gotta watch it.
It's hilarious how bad it is, but I also highly recommend it, but I also don't want anybody to watch it.
Right. So you're conflicted on this film.
Yeah, dude, like. I really am. But it's amazing. It's incredible how bad of a movie they were able to concoct. and it's great. It's great.
With all the millions of dollars at their disposal, and it just comes together like a fucking something very special, huh?
It's all for naught.
That's right.
All right. Well, any news? Probably not, though, right?
I mean, I have stuff.
Well, like, they had as far as apocalypse stuff goes, they had the trailer for. I remember one of you guys saying you didn't like Train to Busan, but the sequel, the trailer was out for it. Did either of you guys see the trailer?
I did not, but I did see that it was released. I did not enjoy Train to Busan as much as everybody else did. That is true.
I have to be honest, I have not seen it. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do it like a year ago. But then you guys were pretty lukewarm at best on the idea. So anyway, it'll be an opportunity for me to watch the first one and that one. But what was the name of that Asian cinema, the one that's coming out? It was coming out later this year.
Oh, the head cutting off subversion.
Right? What's it called, Matt?
It was like the witch subversion, wasn't it?
That looks fucking amazing. That one, I mean, I'm glad we're still going to get to see that because we were only going to get to stream that probably anyway. So, unless it showed up at the Landmark, but now that's all fucking never happening anyway. So, that one I'm really looking out for. So, I'm kind of like piecing together the new alternate list of movies that are coming out, you know what I mean? The one, because the other one's shot, but now we're kind of getting release dates, you know, we're kind of reformatting with all this shit.
Actually, it should be out. It should be out on the 10th. It should have been out already.
Which one?
What should?
The what we're talking about.
The Witch Fucker?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look that shit up because we should do that. We should do that.
It is definitely hella down. It is definitely rentable.
The Witch Subversion.
We should get it.
Yep.
Ooh. All right. Okay, cool.
You're talking about release dates, Rhett. They announced that Stranger Things 2, Quiet Place 2 is coming out September 4th.
Hmm.
Oh. So hopefully we'll be back by then. Last of Us 2 has been delayed indefinitely because of course it has.
I don't understand why a video game can be delayed.
Maybe it's too close to home, you know?
What?
Like a virus that spreads across and wipes out like most of humanity and apocalyptic times. It's too scary.
But there's always viruses and there's always fucking pandemics, man. What the fuck? Give us our goddamn video games.
We don't care, but like I just feel like they're never going to release that game. It keeps getting pushed back all the time.
We don't care.
Never. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, wow. That's what's up.
It's hard to do that because we have to wait for each other to finish. So how are we supposed to talk on top of each other? You know,
we can't sing together with any sense of rhythm.
That's a bitch.
You know, I feel like the Discord was a little better for singing together. This one feels a little more choppy, but if it records, that's cool.
It's a bit more Skypey. That is true.
The only other big news is going to make George happy, and Kevin Smith says Moose Jaws may still be happening, and I'm happy about that too because it's fucking Jaws but with a moose.
That movie can go fuck itself.
So wait, it's Jaws but with a moose, and it will also be horrible. You forgot that because Jaws—that's the other part, right? I mean,
because Jaws is horrible.
No, because Jaws isn't horrible. So just because it has a fucking moose. Doesn't mean it's going to be like Jaws with a moose. It has to also be like Jaws, which is really fucking good.
Yeah, because he could have said anything. He could have said it's like fucking like
it's like Piranha 2, The Spawning, but with a moose.
Deliverance, but with a moose. The moose rapes you.
It's like The Witch, but with a moose.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, hell yeah!
It's like a Serbian film, but with Muppets.
It's like Forrest Gump, but with a moose.
Could you imagine a Serbian film where everyone's a Muppet except for the baby?
Except for the baby?
Yeah.
I mean,
like you're watching this fucking like film about Muppets killing each other and then
fucking each other and then one of them just fucks a human baby.
And then one of them fucks a human baby. Can you imagine?
I mean, I can now.
No. I'm gonna shoot that. I'm gonna come off like the only like decent individual all of a sudden. No, I can't imagine that, George.
I'm disgusted
you'd even go there, bro. That's fucked up.
Bro. Hey, bro. Yeah.
Hey, bro. I still haven't seen that movie either, you know. So
what movie is that?
A Serbian film. You guys fucking that's legendary. Oh. With that.
It's not even that bad, dude.
I guess this baby scene really got people.
Well, that's it. It's just thrown in there to shock people, and it did.
Yeah, sounds like it did the trick.
You know why I can't remember what I watched? Because I've been playing Resident Evil 3. That's why. So there's that.
How's that remake?
Good shit. Super fun. I like it. I have not finished it, but I've heard that there's a lot of stuff that's cut out of it.
Yeah, I've heard it's only about a four hour campaign.
Oh, is it? I'm about 3 hours through. Shit, I should just keep going. But yeah, it's super fun. And I'm sure there's a bunch of shit to unlock. And I can't get my Jill Valentine mod to work, but I will.
What, sexy Jill?
And hell yeah. Every Jill is sexy Jill. She ain't sexy like Buff Claire, though.
What about what's his name?
Leon. Sexy Nemesis?
Yeah, Sexy Nemesis. Did that work?
I've been trying to get that. No, that one didn't work. Like, neither one of... I don't know what I did wrong, but I'm going to figure
it out. Can you make his D as big as his right or left arm or whatever it is?
His right arm is his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably make it a lot more tentacle porny, too.
There you go. Yeah,
it already is. After they melt his ass, like, he turns into a big old fucking... slug monster. He's
like throbbing hard on. Yeah. It's pretty good. I like it. I like it quite a bit.
That's right.
I'm still playing Hades. That's a good game. I recommend it. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about what's this movie called?
We Summon the D.
We summon the what now?
The darkness. The D. D for darkness.
Oh, we summon the darkness. That's right. That's right. That's that? Right. All right. We'll be right back to talk about that film.
I don't think he liked it. Bye.
Okay. Well, we're not going to stop recording. We're just going to go right into it.
Yeah, let's not fucking stop this bitch.
One, two, three. And we're back!
I didn't clap. Should I have clapped?
No, that's just for me, baby.
Yeah, that was just for him to stamp his energy.
Stamp his D.
Stamp the D. Oh. Ooh. Wow.
Hey, Matthew, what's up with the Patreon, homie?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is full of hella tight people that are, you know, helping us do this show during this pandemic. And, you know, we are doing everything we can for them. We have made all of our bonus content available to all tiers of Patreon for the time being. So go to Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast, help us help each other, and you get exclusive content, bonus episodes, and all kinds of fun stuff. We did an episode on The Hunt and RoboCop. And the host and all kinds of other shit, and that's gonna be good stuff. So go do that stuff.
And especially if you feel like you want to jump in at whatever tier, be sure and give the dudes in Discord a quick thank you for keeping the lights on, because it's the people that haven't dropped their pledges that have basically kept the lights on. So thank you to those
thank you guys
folks.
So much.
Yeah, don't
we have two new ones?
We do. We do.
Tonto.
And also Matthew Volker, who I think has been a Patreon homie before, but he is back in full effect.
I think he's new.
He might be new.
He's been an Instagram homie.
Oh, well, they're all the same to me, dude.
New back. He's with us now.
All right. All right.
Hey, don't fuck him. Hey, come on, bro. Give him. Go ahead. Never mind. Go
on. All right. So the Who Goes There podcast watched a movie called We Summon the Darkness, directed by Mark Myers, written by Alan Treza, starring Alexandra Daddario, Johnny Knoxville, Keen Johnson, Logan Miller, Maddie Hassan, Allison McCatty, Amy Forsyth, and a bunch of other fucking people you've probably never heard of. Matt Smith, what'd you think of this movie?
I will say that this movie is very fortunate that I had to watch it, because if I was watching it on my own, I would have turned it off after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Although wildly predictable and kind of bad, I kind of fucking love this movie.
No. Wait a second.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I hearing right now?
Who
sucked your dick to say that? Like any of that?
No, dude. So,
and this is coming from the guy who watched Bloodspot twice.
Bloodshot. Oh, boy.
So, like, I don't want to get too into it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Rhett, what'd you think of this movie?
This movie is not pretty good. It's not. it's not horrible. It is very tedious to me. It's a tedious fucking movie. Because, like, things start panning out and you're like, oh, now they got the gun. Oh, now they're in there. Oh, now they're... It's just like there's a shitload of scenarios that are just like, oh, my God. But I mean, what the fuck am I trying... It's got a supposedly clever idea about, you know, these people turning this idea of...
Yeah.
But that the performances are pretty not exemplary, except
not good.
Yeah, not good. Knoxville, if he was used right, could actually be a pretty weird dude if he was like, because he looked like, damn, this motherfucker is a psycho. So I don't really have much to say about the movie. It's kind of a, I'm pretty sure I'll forget this movie by next week. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's just,
you guys are far too kind on this movie, guys. Guy, are we being serious here?
I'm just, hey man, I always look, if you ask me a star rating, I'd say 1.5, like out of 5.
This movie is fucking, this movie is fucking horseshit, y'all. Come on.
Oh, come on.
What are you guys talking about? It's not even a pretend good movie. This shit was terrible.
Welcome. Oh, it, dude. No, okay. So it was bad. But I feel like at least they did one thing to kind of explain why it was bad, and then it just leaned into being bad, and I like that.
Explain to me this, brother. Why does this movie feel the need to try to trick us into thinking that those three girls aren't the killers from the get-go when they're in the car? Just the three of them? Like, why are they having to pretend to themselves that they're going to a metal show to have fun? What?
Because they know they're on camera and they have to subvert expectations. That's why.
So and it continues on to a scene or a couple of scenes that you know, you,
well, okay, so like,
hold up a minute.
In other words, you're right. It makes no fucking sense.
Hold up a minute, Matthew.
Yeah. I don't think they were trying to have fun at the metal show, like with the metal. They were trying to have fun at the metal show, like bringing in victims.
Okay, but all of the stuff okay. that happens beforehand when they're like, "Oh, what band do you like to listen to?" And it's like, okay, here we go, another classic.
Okay. So I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say another Devil's Candy, and I thought the exact same thing, but then, like, so I had in my notes that every single one of the metal facts felt like they looked it up on Wikipedia. Like, they just kind of followed a thread and just kept clicking and just pulling random shit to say. And then later, when the twist is revealed, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense, because they probably did look all of this shit up on Wikipedia.
But there was no Wikipedia, dog.
Oh, you're right, because it was the 80s. Shit.
Which I want to.
That kills that theory.
Yeah. So that speaks to something I wanted to address. The movie did such a poor job of having people act like they were in 1988 that Matt's thinking they could just use Wikipedia. I mean, so that
yeah it's exactly.
It's fucking recreation of time and place. I'm sorry, it was laughable. Like these people. Yes, they had like the wardrobe, they went to wardrobe and fucking got some clothes from, you know, quotation marks, 88. And that was about as far as it went. And some cars in a parking lot. And then they went to great lengths in the house with the decor. The decor looks like fucking Pretty in Pink, like a John Hughes movie. So they were like trying to be way on the fucking nose. But how these people act, move, talk, like, doesn't feel like 1988 at all. You know what I mean? I mean, just at no time am I convinced that these people, like, it goes back to what you're saying in another way, George, like their motivations. Why are they, it makes no narrative sense why they're acting that way. And then they're revealed to be doing something different. So none of their motivations make sense or are believable. None of their fucking, it being 1988 is not believable. Also, look, just subjective stuff. I fucking hate Def Leppard and bands like that. I fucking hate that shit.
Yep.
I hate it with a fucking... I mean, there are certain eras of music that I hate more than others. Like, I like New Wave, and I like a lot about the 80s. But that fucking hair metal stuff, that is like the worst phase of music in history to me. So I am not on board with this fucking shit, even for subjective reasons.
Yeah, and not only that, dude. I mean, Matt, you mentioned fucking Devil's Candy. Could you have contrived more fake looking and sounding metalheads if you fucking try to pluck them out of a Sears catalog? I was just like,
you mean The actual metalheads?
Yes, dude.
Oh yeah, no, those guys were super bad.
That was
like there
really
was an excuse
bad.
For there was an excuse for the women being bad, but those guys were just bad.
I actually
like
think
they felt more like bros, like dressed like metalheads.
Yeah, because they were, you know. So I mean, I'd actually almost say the women were more convincing as metalheads, even though they shouldn't have been, than the dudes. Like it's fucking, it was kind of that far off.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I just want to say something ridiculous to say that they really sucked, but but then well, it tries to give some street cred. This is its street cred when it talks about Cliff Burton, you know, as the original yeah. bassist of Metallica. Like that's as much credibility as this has. It's like, oh my god, like fuck.
Yeah, it's like metal 101.
Yeah, and yeah. also not to say that a movie can't have tonal shifts. You know, throughout its narrative, but
I mean, it had a pretty big one.
But this movie tonally is fucked because you have I just don't understand. Like there are times when they're playing things for comedy, which okay, that's cool. They're playing things for very serious. Like they're trying to lambast like you know Christian, you know the Christian. Society and whatnot with this beyond goofy fucking Knoxville thing. I don't know what he's doing, and it pisses me off every time I see him on screen.
Yeah. So,
honestly, dude, I leave this movie more pissed off than bored. I'm kind of just angry at it.
You know what though? I mean. Yeah, wow, you're angry at it. I was angry at the beginning, and then once it ended, I was like relieved. I was like, oh, okay, you know, this is a nothing movie. So I'm not.
Well, that first 30 minutes was terrible.
It was fucking bad. Okay, see, what? I'm glad because okay, you texted us in the middle of this and said, if you don't love this movie, I'm like, and I'm watching that parking lot scene, and I'm like, dude, if he loves this movie with this scene, like, I don't know.
Something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, he's so the got thing fucking is, when COVID-19 or something, dude. It's over.
Like, when I text you that, it was like the first half hour when I was hating the movie. And I was like, I was being facetious through
God.
The text.
Yeah.
And then like, for me, there's a huge tonal shift at the campfire. And I mean, you could see it coming from a mile away. But just when that happened, the score changed like drastically. And I felt like everyone kind of stopped doing the shitty acting for less shitty acting. And I really appreciated that.
Well,
I thought that was good stuff.
And fucking and Alexandra Daddario is just like screaming her way through this fucking script. And I'm so over it.
The blonde girl, right?
She's the dark haired one who's like the daughter of Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, the leader. Okay.
Yeah.
She's the one with the really pretty face, but not the big ass.
Huh. Okay.
Because I know Matt was looking at that blonde chick's ass because that's what you're supposed to be doing.
I mean, I totally was.
That's right. But,
So was.
Yeah. But, what else to say about that fucking movie? I mean, look, I mentioned it at the beginning. These situations, they have this thing where fucking. George has mentioned it recently with the middle parts of movies, you know?
Mm.
They get in this fucking room, and here we go. They're in a room, and they're holed up in a room, and they're going to be there for the majority of this movie. Like, fuck, dude. It's just, you know, I'm really sick of that trope. Like, it runs fucking, I mean, it you know, there are some cute things here, like, and they're like, Heaven is a Place on Earth, using that song. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
remember? I dug that part.
Yeah, I mean that's potentially acceptable. Like the premise is potentially acceptable, but it just has nothing to distinguish it. Well, you don't believe the motivations, they don't make sense.
Yeah.
And there's nothing visually or otherwise to give this movie any kind of individual identity. Nothing memorable. There's nothing memorable about this fucking movie.
And not only that, dude, in a movie that is, you know, dealing with fucking metalheads and fake Satanism and people are getting, you know, killed left and right. Dude, I gotta be honest with you, dude. This movie has no fucking teeth, man. And it's ballless and teethless. Yep. and boobless, whatever whatever the fuck adjective you want to say. Like, there's no stakes here, man. Like, I don't care about anyone. And on top of that, dude, they about two-thirds of the way through, one of the girls is going through paperwork in an attic. And there's like this double twist where you find out that Johnny Knoxville's character is actually behind the whole thing, and he's trying to buy real estate and blah 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 blah. And like at that point, you've already gone too far with this shit movie. Move on, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, it needed more plot apparently, because that's what it's missing. You know, like, you're gonna give a fuck about this big twist. You know, like, they're I think that's it. So what are we doing next? No, man,
you're not too far off the mark, dude, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually enjoyed it for the most part, and I still can't think of anything good to say about it.
When you say it has no balls,
that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, when you say it has no balls, I mean, you're right. This is a movie that you could have, it's tailor-made, at least do the gore. Like, at least do the metal music. At least do some nudity. Like,
I mean, to be fair, they did have King Diamond in it. Well, I mean, not like King Diamond the person, but when they went to the show to go see Soldiers of Satan, it was King Diamond or Merciful Fate that they were playing.
Well, also, look, I was hesitant to mention this, but speaking of the music, there's music like in a movie that where it's invasive sometimes. This movie had a very invasive, very like tone deaf score. Like, it had a synth score here and there. Did you hear that shit?
No, I must have missed.
Yeah, they decided to incorporate like this silly synth wave type stuff when they're like holed up in the room or in these suspenseful sequences. And it's like, number one, it's invasive and I didn't need it. Number two, we've got a shitload of movies with that. Number three, no, like, this is not that fucking movie. This isn't fucking, like, you know, this isn't It Follows. Like, what are you doing? You know? But, so yeah, it somehow
makes the Devil's Candy seem almost Oscar worthy by comparison, man.
Well, I know you guys didn't like Devil's Candy. I know you guys didn't like Devil's Candy, but given the follow up, I would imagine Devil's Candy at the very least is cohesive. Like, the stuff hangs together. Like, it's of the same tone. Like, this is, I mean, but this, what, is, this, like, is what didn't, really disjointed.
What didn't hang together here? I mean, to me, it just felt like a shitty, kind of cheesy, stabby, fun movie. It felt like it was more for, like, teenagers than us. Because, okay. I mean, essentially, the main characters were teenagers. They were killing teenagers.
But so was Scream. So was Nightmare on Elm Street. So was fucking so was Friday the 13th. Those are all for teenagers. They're gory. They have sex. It didn't hang together because it has metal music and Satan worshiping and teens and no balls. So that's one thing. It has, like, invasive, silly music. It has, like, people that I don't believe in their roles. It has character motivations that are all over the place. And it has, even their fucking clothes aren't believable. So that's what doesn't hang together for me. I mean, it's just the way it's shot too. It's all, it looks like, again, it looks like it's trying to be like a John Hughes movie. So maybe that's the point, but, okay. Like, I don't think any of it really hangs together. It's not cohesive to me. Yeah. You know,
it doesn't much of anything for me, man. I wish I was just bored. Like, that's the deal. Like, I'm getting to the point in my life now where I'm like, beyond when a movie is bad, I go, well, I guess I'm going to be angry for the next hour and a half and I'm not going to be bored anymore. I don't know what my deal is. Maybe I just need to stop watching movies.
It is weird though. So I'm looking at like Rotten Tomatoes, for example. Like, a lot of these indie horror films, the critics are very kind to them. And I think a lot of it's because they're like, oh, it's indie, it's of humble means, you know. I think they're also like, well, at least it's trying to, which, yeah, at least it's trying to trash hypocritical Christianity and toxic faith, which is nice. Yeah, I get that. You know, but it's got like a 77% on here. And it's just like,
well, to be fair, like, there's supposed to be an embargo on reviews until Friday.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just, they're just being too nice to me to these kind of movies. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I can't really account for it. But, like, they're saying, you know, it's clever enough to just get by. Like, is it clever enough? Like, what's clever about it? I didn't think that there's a twist, you know, which is, do you remember the movie Saved with Mandy Moore?
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's a much fucking more, that's a much better satire of, and it has, without having more balls, it has more balls because its ideas are complete. Like, it has, it's a complete takedown of the shit, you know? Like, that's what I mean. This movie, this should not lack more balls than a Mandy Moore fucking Christian satire. You know, or.
And that movie has Kieran Culkin in it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I did like the stuff they had on their van, though. The dudes had, like, a fucking dude on a horse and shit. We should bring that kind of thing back, I think. But, you know.
The painted vans?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I mean, why not? That's kind
of
cool.
Fucking barbarians on a lake of fire.
Yeah. Like some Boris Vallejo stuff, like that kind of shit. Yeah, that would be good. That would be pretty good. So I'm really stretching now to get to good stuff about this movie. I like their van. That's good.
And you know, and I can't think of anything. The other thing too that's fucking, it's bonkers to me is that, like, so these girls have been, you know, killing people in ritualistic ways for X amount of times, right? How is it that they're so bad at thinking on their feet when shit goes south? Like, I don't understand. Like
I don't think they have actually killed anyone yet, have they? Because they were saying that it was different groups that go out every night and do the murders.
The one girl hadn't, but the other two definitely have because they talked about it. Like, oh, she's not ready yet. She's like, blah 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 blah. And so those two have definitely killed people before. And the idea that they're so bad at killing people is kind of hilarious for how many times they've done it, supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily. They killed the cop. They just shot his ass, like, with no problem. She stabbed her stepmother in the stomach and, you know, twisted the knife. She did that pretty efficiently.
And also,
yeah, but none of that should have happened, though.
How wouldn't the mother-in-law know about this stuff?
It's just damage control. Because, like, the mother-in-law just came in, and then she's just, you know, not even supposed to be there. She doesn't live there anymore, so they weren't expecting her, and then they're trying to get rid of her. The cop was being, like, you know, overstepping his bounds.
That's what I'm talking about. These situations, how they pan out. Okay, so they got them tied to chairs. Like, number one, not going to work. Okay, and then so then they kill one guy in a really haphazard way, and then they leave the room. Like, that's what I mean. Like, this kind of shit, it's just too stupid. It's just like, if you're gonna kill these people, then you kill them, and then you don't invite the possibility of the stepmom showing up and all this bullshit. Like, you just, you know, that's what I. But then you have no movie, but you gotta have ideas to fill with your movie with other shit. That's what I. If he's saying they're killing them incompetently, I think that's what I'd agree. Just fucking kill him, you know?
Well, see, I think maybe that's why I like this movie, is that it is too stupid to offend, or it's too stupid for anything. Really, everything is dumb. The first 30 minutes are infuriating, and then it just gets kind of, like, self-aware and silly, like just falling into tropes. So, like, as I'm taking my notes, like, for the first 45 minutes of the movie, I'm just writing shit I want to talk shit about, and then I just kind of stopped caring and enjoyed it after that. But everything you guys are saying is 100% true. It's a really shit movie. And I honestly, I can't tell you why I liked it, but it really felt like when they had that campfire scene and everybody, like, stopped pretending. Cause I was like, I don't buy these girls as metalheads, especially this main Alexandra Daddario, whatever her name is. I don't buy her as, like, a metalhead at all. The other girl, I'm like, okay. And the girl in the jean jacket, you know that she's going to be the one with the heart of gold that comes through in the end. Like, it's fucking predictable. You can see every step of this movie. And at the beginning, I'm starting to think, like, man, they must really think they're clever with trying to convince us that these guys are going to be the killers. But then I don't think that was their intention at all. Like, I feel like you were supposed to know that these girls were the killers the whole time and just lean into how dumb it is. I mean, maybe I just smoked way too much weed.
Well, I think the weed would help. Yeah, yeah. But so here's what I'm getting. So you think what we're saying is you agree with what we're saying, but that didn't prevent you from enjoying it. Now,
exactly.
So Jorge feels on the other end of the pendulum, where he was actually actively angry at the film. And I think this
I was for the first 30 minutes.
So if you smoke weed, you can know it's dumb and enjoy it. If you get drunk and watch it, you're going to get angry. And if you are sober and watching it, you'll know it's stupid, think it's tedious, and forget it. So take that as you will. If you have some weed and nothing else to watch, watch this fucking movie. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Put that on the box art, man. If you got some weed and nothing else to watch,
maybe they're banking on the fact that nobody can fucking leave the house right now, and so they're like, well, these idiots will watch anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing. That's why we covered this one, is because it's available.
He's all. That's the thing. That's right. Yeah. You said the Heart of Gold girl. I will say, of the cast members, I mean, for what it's worth, I think she did the best. You know,
no way. That big dude was the best.
He fucking sucked. Oh my god.
No, he felt like Jeremy Gardner to me.
You want to know why you liked it, man? Is because he felt contemporary. He didn't feel like an 80s character. That's the biggest problem, man. Nothing of his mannerisms or the way he speaks or anything speaks of the 80s. He looks and sounds and acts like fucking Seth Rogen, man. And that's kind of the bit.
And he looked like his mustache was sarcastic, which is not how the mustache was back then. And yeah, just like George is saying, and it looked like he was at a Halloween party dressed up.
He looked like he had a metal fan. Kemper mustache.
Exactly. That's fucking right. Yeah. I don't think that's what we want to go for. But you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
No, please do. We have another 10 minutes to fill.
No. Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. We're up to 58 minutes here. No, but we got a good solid hour of content here, I think, don't we? No.
It's a global pandemic. News is thin, and, you know, we lost 3 episodes in recording, so we don't know what we've talked about already. News is thin,
and so's my hair, dude.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see that show Channel Zero?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm looking at Amy Forsyth. She's the Heart of Gold chick in this movie. But she was on that show. I've heard good things about that show.
Season was she in?
I don't know. But it reminds me to watch this show because I'd heard
people. I saw the first 3
seasons. She was. I think she was in the Dream Door.
The one with Joe Carroll Lynch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was also in Hellfest, which
I feel like that movie was really good.
I feel like Hellfest was much better than this now.
Dude, 100,000%.
I will agree with you on that too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you guys done the math here in May, like I will have been doing with you guys pretty much 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Which is fucking nuts, you know? But the first year was kind of like it wasn't super steady until like the latter half of the year. But nonetheless, yeah, I've seen a lot of bad fucking movies since then on this show, you know? Hellfest is not on the ladder of badness, it is not as bad as I said it was at the time, probably. It's bad, but at least it's got like at least it's a slasher movie and a dude kills someone with a fucking hammer. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of killing people with a hammer, next week we're doing August Underground, right?
Oh, God.
That is correct.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's going to be good. Are you going to watch the first August Underground, Rhett?
I guess I should. I guess that should be my homework, is Prayer of the Roller Boys and 2 August Underground movies this week.
Yeah.
God damn.
Buckle up, Buttercup. That's going
to
be good shit.
As if he didn't have anything better to do. It's 2 August Underground movies and Prayer of the fucking Roller Boys.
No, I love the idea of it, honestly. I do. And I love the idea of the Prayer of the Roller Boys. It's just those are going to have to be solo adventures. Those are not like, you know, I'm not even going to attempt to watch those with my partner.
how do you do that? Do you do Prayer of the Roller Boys first or last or in the middle?
I think I should go Prayer of the Roller Boys, the first August movie, Prayer of the Roller Boys again, then the second August movie, then Prayer of the Roller Boys again, so I could sandwich it with Prayer of the Roller Boys. But that probably
the room to cleanse your palate.
The Room will be like a steady, it's like a snack, because I can watch 20 minutes a day of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's his digestif after he watches shitty movies. He's like, I'll just come down with a little bit of the room.
That's some roughage. That's the roughage for sure. No, but you know what? Damn. You know what though? It is. I have to say, comedy and stuff like that. As much as I like heavy stuff and I like fucking digesting this, what's going on? Like comedy right now is great. That it always is, but like Caddyshack last week and fucking and The Jerk and stuff like that. Like those were much needed right now. That kind of stuff. So, but yeah, The Room. You're right. I wish you guys could join me for The Room. In fact, they had this idea on Discord. I think I might like to do that if I figured out the fucking logistics of it, which is stream the fucking room on there. Like, I would like to do a live stream of The Room, honestly.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, I think, because everyone has their commentary on The Room, but I've got it ready. I've got some shit ready for The Room. It would be
George, if Patreon picked it, would you do it?
What, The Room? Of course I would. I don't back down from a challenge. I ain't
okay.
No,
that's true.
I ain't no that's bitch. True.
That's fucking. That's good to know. Then, and if we did it live, can we still do a live thing?
Yeah, I'm sure we could do it with Discord. We just Discord it and do this bullshit.
Yeah, well, we should fucking, dude. We should prioritize that. I think, especially in the middle of this. I mean, when we did what was the fucking Jurassic Park with pedophiles movie you guys had me watch? What was that?
What? Jurassic Park with pedophiles?
Sleepaway Camp. That one.
What the fuck?
It's but that was one of the funnest things I think I've ever done, is watching that movie live with you guys, with the audience, with them watching. That was really fun. So,
well, if we do it that way, we don't have to fuck around with even being in the same location, really.
Right. So that's one of the benefits of that thing. Yeah, for sure. I think that's something.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of going to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
That's right. What other social media are we on? Are we on any other?
That's a benefit of the pandemic.
That's yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Other social media. Yeah, you can. I mean, we're on Facebook, but like we don't really use it. We're on Twitter, but I mean, only I check it. And Instagram is kind of best way to find us. Instagram.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Speaking of,
we're on Twitch. Speaking of, yeah, twitch.tv/whogoestherepodcast.
Yeah, the Instagram's been a bit quiet as of late. One reason being we didn't have any new proper episodes up, but we sure do get a lot of good fucking memes on the Discord thing, and so
we sure do.
Yeah, we do.
I think I might just start mining those and putting them on there, because it's not like everyone. I feel like if we put it on Instagram, it would be redundant, but it won't, because the majority of people on Instagram aren't on fucking Discord. But it's. You know, I just the Discord community though has been really, it is really fun when it intermittently to check in on that. So
yeah,
definitely.
All right, dummies. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for another episode. I'm not sure what number this actually is, but next week we'll be talking about August Underground, which is probably better than this fucking movie. So buckle up for that.
That's gonna be good stuff.
All right. Well, that's us signing out. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
See you later, idiots. I hate your fucking guts. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.